KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A rescue crew from Elkhorn, along with LifeNet Helicopter and other authorities, were called to the scene of a two-vehicle head-on crash Tuesday afternoon in rural Shelby County. Our sister station KNOD reports the crash happened just before 1 p.m. at 400th and Umbrella Road, or about halfway between Walnut and Elkhorn. No other information is available on that crash. And one person died following an accident Tuesday morning in Pottawatomie County near Avoca. That happened on Highway 83 at around 7:35 a.m. According to the Pott County Sheriff's Office, Iowa Department of Transportation workers were on location erecting a construction zone sign when they saw a vehicle pass by with a male driver appearing to be slumped over, leaning toward the driver's door. Workers were nearly struck as the vehicle passed westbound, left the road, and came to rest in a harvested cornfield where the DOT workers rendered aid. The driver was transported by Avoca Rescue to Myrta Memorial Hospital in Harlan, where he was pronounced deceased. His name was being withheld pending notification of family. The accident remains under investigation. The Harlan Police Department is asking for your help in being on the lookout for stolen checks and forgery. The checks are drawn on Whitney Bank and Trust from Atlantic and are from the account of the former Custom Body and Sound. The checks are signed by a Mitch Mundorf. Authorities say if you see any of the checks, contact the Harlan Police Department at 712-755-5151. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in looking for a stolen vehicle. Sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, a white 2005 Chevy Tahoe with Iowa license plate 029XLZ was stolen from a residence in the southwest part of Montgomery County. If you have information on the stolen vehicle, you can contact Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested an area man Tuesday following an investigation that dates back to February 27th. Authorities said 38-year-old Jason Allison of Shenandoah was taken into custody from the Page County Sheriff's Office on a charge of delivery of methamphetamine. Allison was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $50,000 bond. An Atlantic man was arrested Monday on charges of disorderly conduct and harassment in the third degree. Police said Tuesday that 24-year-old Tyler Mills was booked into the Cass County Jail. And an accident at 7th and Olive Streets Monday afternoon caused $11,000 damage, but no one was injured. Authorities say vehicles driven by Shelby Ferguson of Atlantic and Bryson Hall of Winterset collided after Hall's truck cut the turn too short as it was turning left from southbound Olive onto eastbound 7th Street. There were no citations issued. Iowa health officials have identified three cases of influenza in the state. The Department of Public Health said Tuesday the cases were reported in Henry, Johnson, and Polk counties. The state hygienic lab's confirmation of the cases indicates influenza activity remains at a low level in Iowa. Health officials say it indicates the virus is, however, circulating in the state. Flu symptoms include fever, headache, tiredness, cough, a sore throat, nasal congestion, and body aches. About 300,000 Iowa residents get the flu every year. An official of the Shelby County Health System said Tuesday that residents of the county can be confident in the hospital system, which has facilities and proper protective equipment and protocols in place for individuals who contract very contagious diseases. Public Health Director Calla Poldberg said in a news release, our hospitals and staff are well-trained and ready for any public health threat should the need arise. She said it's important to remember that Ebola is not a virus spread through the air and is only contagious if the infected person is having active symptoms. Ebola, which is the big concern these days, is spread through direct contact with bodily fluids of a sick person or exposure to objects such as needles that have been contaminated. She said that Shelby County Public Health has been and will continue to work with closely the Iowa Department of Public Health to ensure they're ready to respond should the need arise. And the IDPH has been working for the Centers for Disease Control and local public health agencies by enhancing surveillance and laboratory testing capacity in states to detect cases, developing guidelines and tools for health departments to conduct public health investigations, providing recommendations for healthcare infection control and other measures to prevent disease spread, and disseminating up-to-date information to the general public, international travelers, and public health partners. For more information and the latest on Ebola, you can visit www.cdc.gov. In the funeral announcements, Lyle Marsh, age 81 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Lyle Marsh will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Helen Pont, age 99 of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Helen Pont will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Adabelle Fogelsong, age 91 of Guthrie Center, died October 10th at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Adabelle Fogelsong will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Betty Lawton, age 92 of Atlantic and formerly of Marnie, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A celebration of life service for Betty Lawton will be held next Monday at 11 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.